At the Bath County History Museum in rural Kentucky, dozens of people crowd around Kurt Godey. He's a professor at Transylvania University in Lexington.
We believe it's a sample from the meat ran of 1876.
He's holding a glass jar with the meat sample in a clear liquid. Godey has been fascinated with the meat shower for over 20 years.
And the pieces that rained in that storm ranged from the size of a hailstone to the size of Rebecca Crouch's hand.
Rebecca Crouch is the woman who witnessed the meat shower 150 years ago. She was outside making soap on her Bath County farm when pieces of what appeared to be raw meat rained on her under cloudless skies. In line to see the meat is Andrew Cruzy. He has a cabin in eastern Kentucky and has heard the meat shower story for years.
It's wild. You know, it's one of those things that you hear about and you assume it's kind of urban legend, but it's actually, there's a piece of it.
Some, like Sasha Reinhardt, are having their picture taken with the jar of meat. She believes she's a descendant of the Crouch family who experienced the meat rain.
It's definitely part of our oral tradition. Of course, you know, Appalachia is really big on storytelling, oral tradition, and this was always a favorite.
150 years ago, the story was heavily publicized in the New York Times and in scientific journals. There were several theories about what it was and why meat fell out of the sky. Theories ranged from it being a sign from God to a hoax, but Godey says the most accepted theory is that the meat was vulture vomit.
And the idea ultimately there is that a flock of vultures was flying high enough above the farm that when Rebecca Crouch was hit with the meat, she looked up, she couldn't see them, and the whole flock disgorged at the same time.
He says they tested the meat in the university's gene sequencer.
Ultimately, the strands were not long enough to be completely conclusive. So we don't know exactly what it was, but we do know that it's closest to a goat.
It was one of those things as a child growing up here in Bath County that you learned it from your parents.
That's Ian Corbin, who grew up here.
We even had like a week in school where you had your local history of Bath County and you learned about it.
Now he has organized a festival around the event. He orchestrates meat-themed games in the town square, like a meatball toss and a bologna throw, where a thick piece of bologna is hurled like a frisbee. Vendors line the streets and sell things like t-shirts and mystery meat chili. At the town's library, author McSullivan reads his Meat Rain book to the kids.
Sometimes strange things happen, and you're most certainly going to think this story is strange.
Janie Rice's brother brought her two kids to the library to hear the story. She says she heard it from her father, who heard it from his father.
I think it's just a wonderful thing that this small community has decided to take what was a very strange occurrence and make it into something that the entire community can get behind and support.
At the end of the festival, hundreds of people stand around a white split rail fence near a field. A Cessna airplane flies over the area. 1,876 individually wrapped pieces of beef jerky spill out of the window. That's the work of Kurt Godey and his team. Thanks to them, a meat shower has rained in Bath County for the second time in 150 years. In Bath County, Kentucky, I'm Sherry Lawson.